Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello. Podcast Network Asia.
Hello and welcome to episode 173 of The 80%. Healing your inner child is something I always see online. Often, it's used as a justification for an impulse or non-essential purchase. In this episode, we'll explore the concept of healing your inner child and how it can positively impact your finances. I'll provide insights and practical tips on embracing your inner child, nurturing its needs, and ultimately creating a healthier financial relationship with yourself. Are you ready to listen and learn? Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte. I'm a registered financial planner and the host of this podcast, where we talk about the mindset, habits, and strategies you need to achieve financial success. Thank you for tuning in, and now on to the show. In the fast-paced world of urban professionals, managing personal finances can often become daunting. Balancing rent, bills, and loans while striving for that dream vacation or the latest gadget can leave us feeling like grown-up versions of ourselves with no time to spare for our inner child. But what if I told you that reconnecting with your inner child could be the key to unlocking financial wellness? To begin our journey to financial wellness through inner child healing, we first need to understand what the term inner child means. Ano nga ba yung inner child na yan? Your inner child represents your past self's emotional and psychological aspects, typically from childhood to adolescence. This inner child contains memories, experiences, and emotions that influence your adult behaviors and choices. Meron tayong mga needs as an adult. However, our inner child also has emotional needs that require attention. Kapag hindi mo binigyan ng attention itong mga emotional needs na to, it can lead to self-sabotage, impulsive spending, and unhealthy financial behaviors. By acknowledging, nurturing, and healing your inner child, you can take control of these behaviors and make informed, positive financial decisions. So, ano ba dapat gawin? The first step in healing your inner child is to reconnect with it. But how does one do that? As young urban professionals, our busy lives often overshadow these aspects of ourselves. Here are a few tips to help you rekindle your connection with your inner child. Number one, reflect on childhood memories. Take time to revisit your childhood. Look at old photographs, engage in nostalgia, and think about the activities and hobbies that brought you joy. Ano nga ba yung mga nagpapasaya sa'yo nung bata ka pa? Number two, journal your thoughts. Isulat mo siya. Keep a diary to record your emotions, thoughts, and reflections about your childhood experiences. Pag ginawa mo to, it can really help identify past wounds and areas that need healing. Number three, practice mindfulness. Discover and pag-aralan mo na rin yung mga iba't ibang mindfulness techniques such as meditation or deep breathing exercises. This will help you to become more in tune with your inner self. Bakit nakakatulong ito? Often, when meditating, thoughts will really come into your mind. However, the key is to just let these thoughts pass your mind. Hayaan mo lang siyang dumaan sa isip mo. And since you're healing your inner child, you can consciously choose and remember yung mga childhood memories mo. In summary, if you want to reconnect with your inner child, The key is really to remember how it was. Regardless if it was a happy childhood or a tragic one, it's important to remember who you were so that you can understand why you are who you are today. Let's take a quick break from this episode because I want to tell you about Izanagi. Are you looking for a smart, hassle-free way to grow your money? Then check out Izanagi, your ultimate tool for passive income in the world of forex trading. Izanagi is a supervised, automated trading program from the Philippines, and it's like having a financial expert working for you 24 hours a day. Izanagi uses smart algorithms to analyze market trends and make lightning-fast trades, maximizing your profit potential. Imagine making money while you focus on your career, take care of your business, spend time with your loved ones, or simply while you enjoy life. With Izanagi, you have a trusted partner who can provide regular passive income for you and your family. No need to stress over market fluctuations or closely monitor economic news. Izanagi and the team behind it does it all for you, so you can relax and watch your earnings grow. So join me and other smart, savvy young professionals who have already discovered and unlocked the power of Izanagi. Register for a free account at bit.ly/openizanagi. That's bit.ly/openANAGI. bit.ly/openizanagi, all small letters.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Once you've established a connection with your inner child, it's time to nurture and heal it. Addressing unmet emotional needs can profoundly impact your overall well-being and, subsequently, your finances. Here are 4 things you can do to nurture and heal your inner child. Number 1. Self-compassion. Be gentle with yourself. Show the same kindness to your inner child that you would to a child you love. Offer words of encouragement and support when you feel overwhelmed by life's challenges. Number 2. Seek therapy or counseling. If you've experienced traumas or you have unresolved issues from your childhood, seeking professional therapy or counseling will be helpful. A trained therapist can guide you through the healing process. Number 3. Creative expression. Isa ito sa mga favorite na ginagawa ko if I want to heal my inner child. You can engage in creative activities that bring joy to your inner child, whether it's painting, dancing, playing music, or writing. These activities can help you release pent-up emotions and reconnect with your inner self. And number 4, self-care. Importante ito, dapat alam mo kung paano mo alagaan ang sarili mo. At hindi ito yung pagsa-shopping or indulging yourself into excesses. Self-care means doing regular exercise, eating a balanced diet, and having adequate sleep. Always remember that a healthy body and mind are essential for emotional healing and making sound financial decisions. Now that you've reconnected with and nurtured your inner child, you're ready to see how this emotional healing can translate into financial wellness. There are four things you should keep in mind. Number one, overcoming impulse buying. Many of us engage in impulsive spending as a way to soothe our emotional needs. Ito talaga yung very popular pag napapagastos. Ang reason or justification is that they are healing their inner child. However, by healing your inner child the proper way, you can reduce the need for retail therapy and make more mindful choices when it comes to spending. Number two, budgeting with empathy. Hindi naman natin sinasabi na huwag kang gumastos. Consider your inner child's needs for fun and play when creating a budget. Allocate a portion of your income for leisure activities or hobbies that bring you joy. Number three, setting financial goals. Define clear financial goals that align with your inner child's desires and aspirations. Whether saving for a dream vacation or investing in a creative hobby, these goals can motivate you to make healthier financial choices. And number four, building resilience. Healing your inner child can help you build emotional resilience, making you better equipped to deal with financial setbacks and challenges. In the hustle and bustle of urban life, it's easy to neglect our inner child and its emotional needs. However, nurturing and healing your inner child can lead to positive changes in your personal finances. By acknowledging the emotional influences from your past, you can make more informed, balanced, and compassionate financial decisions. Remember, the journey to financial wellness is not just about the money. It's also about finding balance and harmony within yourself. So, embrace your inner child, nurture its needs, and watch your personal finance and wealth grow and improve through the years. And that's the end of our episode. Thank you for listening. To contact me or catch up on our previous episodes, visit our official website, the80percentpodcast.com. Lastly, be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us a review, and share it with your friends. Muli, ako si Fitz Villafuerte at magsama-sama ulit tayo sa susunod nating episode. Goodbye, take care, and stay safe.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.